Have you ever dreamed of being able to make more money, live a better life, and have the financial freedom that's rightfully yours? Well, now is your chance. With an engaging perspective and tone, your host Ryan Dement will guide you through your journey to financial freedom one step at a time. Let's get to it. Here is your host, Ryan Dement.
Another roller coaster ride of a week. Professionally, personally, things are starting to heat up in the real estate market. And guys, I want to talk about all of those things, but also just a little background on me and the trials and tribulations, the roller coaster ride that I go through on a daily basis in my real estate business, in my lending business, in our defaulted mortgage business. It's a daunting task. And whether you like him or not, and I'm not going political, is Donald Trump is a very persistent person. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is being persistent. The ups and downs of life is crappy at times. But those that are successful in life, and I'm not just talking about money, I'm talking about the individuals that are also happy. They're very persistent and they keep going. So you come up against a wall. Doesn't mean you have to knock the wall down. You potentially can go underneath it. You can go around it to the left. You can go around it on the right, and you can go up and over. But sometimes we're knee deep in what's going on in our lives that we don't see the workaround that we can get to that would make our lives better. The other thing that's in this whole process, or this in this mindset change, is we feel and think failure is the end. Just like success is not the end. You can't be successful all the time, because if that's the case, everybody would want to be an entrepreneur or whatever you're trying to do. It just doesn't work that way. And we have to continue to look at failure as a way that we can get better in life. And there's two pieces to that. One is the persistent portion of it and being persistent in what you're trying to accomplish. Two is the consistency that comes with that. Over and over again, you continue to do it, you're going to get better. Push-ups, for example. I'm working on doing 2 sets of 50 push-ups every single day. Have I got there yet? No, but I'm getting close, up to 30 right now. But that's been practicing for months, but I do it in a consistent manner to where I'm persistent every single morning. It's part of stacking habits, atomic habits. If you want to go read that book, go read it. It's a good thing. But it's where I put the time and effort in every single morning to do my push-ups, to have my quiet time, to read a daily devotional and write down the things that I'm thankful for. Starts the day positive. It helps my mindset when I have a lot of stress on my mind. And that seems to be pretty much daily right now. I've got some things going personally in my life. I've got a lot of things going professionally, and they're all starting to come together and work out well, but I still have to fight the daily grind in keeping myself positive from a mindset perspective. I know you guys understand this. It is not easy. It is totally not easy. But one of the things that I use as a secret weapon is just putting on paper or in a notebook, however you want to do it, the things that I'm thankful for every single day. My family's well-being and excellent health. The people that support me and love me are healthy and happy. The great things that I get to do every single day to help people buy a home. I woke up this morning. I got the ability to live another day. I can't control what happened yesterday because it's over, but I can control that 30 seconds in front of me to make my day even better. And one of the things I've talked about on this podcast, guys, many times, is my struggle with being anxious and looking too far forward. I'm still struggling with it. I still have plenty of work to do when it comes to worrying about making sure I can get things done, making sure the bills are paid, making sure houses are sold, making sure houses are built. For me, it's about calming my mind, and I do that at night before I go to bed. And the best way I do that is through reading. When I was going through high school and college, I barely broke the books to read. And now I task myself to really read between 2 to 4 books every single month. Everything from self-help, business, to I like action adventure novels. So I try to mix it up to see how that helps me. It puts my mind at ease, but it also allows me to really disconnect. I need to be able to turn my mind off because I have a problem. I don't have a problem falling asleep. I have a problem staying asleep. And that's part of stress and my adrenals. And I'm working on that through exercise and in keeping my mindset strong and positive. But I would tell you guys this. If you're going through any of these things or anything else that's similar, one of the things that I'm working on, and I'm not there yet because it scares me, is putting myself in rooms that I'm a small fish in and be able to connect with others that have been there already that can help me. Is it hard to share what I'm going through? Yes. Talking to a camera, not too hard. There's no one on the other side, so I really don't have to worry about that. But in the end, getting in those larger rooms, being that small fish in a big pond, is tough. And being able to say, hey, I need help from a stranger, is probably more difficult for me than getting up on a stage and speaking to 100,000 people. Because you know what? They all put their pants on the same way. And if they like my message, great. If they don't, then they don't. Getting help from somebody that doesn't know me is tough because I have to be vulnerable. I have to let them know that I've got problems and I need help. That is my biggest challenge I'm working on this year, is getting myself into 4 rooms. I'm in 1 right now. I'm working on the second one. By the middle part of the year, I'd like to be in 3. And I'd like to maybe even go past 4, but my goal is 4. So I'm going to make sure I hit my goal and then I'm going to move forward. And I would tell you the 2 things that I'm doing to make sure I can get into rooms and be comfortable is just being uncomfortable and moving myself into those rooms. And how am I doing it? I'm just going to meetups. I'm going onto the meetup website, finding stuff that's local to me here in Arizona. And if it's a group that I think I can mix with and learn from, bada bing, bada boom, I go in. So far, 2. I really need to push myself for 3 and 4. That second room, I've only attended 1 meeting, so they have another meeting coming up the first week of April. So we'll see how that goes. The first one I attend every single week. It is typically remote, but I've been able to meet some of those people in person, so that actually makes it a lot easier. But that room is like my fuel. Every Thursday, it's my fuel to get there and make sure that I don't miss. But whatever you're struggling with, business, personal, both, something else, health, it's all about putting your mind in the right frame to where you know that you can tackle anything. But it takes a lot of work to get to that mindset shift. A lot of people talk about it, but man, it truly kicks me in the butt on a daily basis. Because I am worried, anxious about something else, and I have to step back and say, here are the things that I'm thankful for. Get myself into a Thanksgiving, and be able to then connect with those things that will attract more positive things into my life. But that is a real struggle. And I know we all have that. But I can only tell you guys this, it only gets better if you do it every single day. It's like putting out these videos every single week. When I first started putting them out, they sucked. Are they any better? Yes. Can they get better? Yes. But I continue to put them out there every single week. Sometimes daily, I put videos out. I try to be very consistent on my video production to where I have a new video put up every single day. Whether it's a short or a long format, I make sure that I can put it out every single day. Do I shoot them every day? No. Like this is being shot today. It's Tuesday. And it'll be launched out Wednesday. And then I can tackle it with some AI and some help from my VA. And we can make shorts out of it. And then I can put a bunch of different videos out on a daily basis to where you guys get to see different aspects of this video. And you don't have to watch the whole thing if you don't want to. But if we're not persistent and consistent with what we're trying to do in life, how are we supposed to achieve these goals that we want? I know social media has caused a storm when it comes to instant gratification. But in the end, if you truly want something, you're going to have to work for it and go after it. Surround yourself with people that are going to, one, support you, two, be a cheerleader, and three, not be envious of you. They want to see you succeed. There's enough to go around. There's an abundance amount of positivity to go around for each and every one of us to succeed. But you've got to put it out there, but you also have to put the effort in. Because if you don't, you're not going to get what you want. And you're going to be stuck in this place that you don't enjoy. So guys, please, if you're fighting for whatever you're working on, stay consistent and persistent. It will pay off over time. It takes time. It takes effort. But you will get there. Have a good one, guys. Stay safe. Stay healthy. I'll see you guys on the other side.